Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Or RayD'Arcy.ie. And we got an email into that address from Jamie Googan, who's on the line. How are you doing, Jamie?
Hey, Ray. How's it going?
Good. Will I read the email and then we'll have a chat?
Sure thing.
I'm writing to you in relation to President Joe Biden's future visit to Ireland. As you know, President Biden is the patron of the American Institute of Stammering. I am challenged with the same problem. For 20 years, I significantly struggled with my verbal communication. This led me to severe isolation, where I couldn't interact with anyone outside my family. The first time I could ever relate to someone else is when I saw Gareth Gates on the Late Late Show promoting stammering awareness. From that moment onward, I knew that I wasn't the only one suffering with this debilitating challenge. In August 2012, I joined a programme run by Stammerers for Stammerers. I spent the last 8 years transforming myself into an eloquent speaker and actively campaigning for stammering and mental health awareness. Michael Ryan, former chairperson of the Irish Stammering Association, Michael O'Shea, author of Why I Called My Sister Harry, and I would like to start a conversation and a process where the goal is to meet with President Biden to discuss stammering with the possibility of a video interview with President Biden on stammering during his visit to Ireland. This is hugely beneficial to the Irish stammering community and creating awareness as hundreds of young children are currently struggling with stammering. As an individual who is challenged by stammering, President Biden is certainly the person I look up to as one of my heroes. President Biden is very passionate about awareness on this issue. If he knew there were a small group of stammerers who would like to meet and interview him, there would be no doubt in my mind he would do this interview with us. And you've attached the personal information and the video. And regards, Jamie Googan. So there's a good bit of your story in there, Jamie, but not all of it. So we'll get to President Biden in a moment, but first to you. So tell us your story then, your story of stammering.
So it all started when I was 3 years old and I fell and I hit my head and I ended up knocking out my four front teeth. And from that impact, that is when I first began to stammer.
How bad was it?
So when I was going to primary school, I could never say my own name. I could never read out loud. And this all carried on into secondary school. So my very first day of secondary school was inside an assembly hall. And there was 98 people there. And we all had to go around in a circle and say our names and where we were from and our hobbies and interests, just so that we can all get to know each other. So I was the second last person. So I had to listen to everybody say their names, where they're from, and their hobbies. And it came to me. And I stammered profusely. And the entire room laughed. And I left that room with a lot of shame and guilt, embarrassment, and no, I was completely humiliated.
Yeah.
And no, this carried on then for another 6 years till I reached CIT.
I don't know what happened there. Are you still there with us?
Hello? Jamie?
Yeah, you're still there with us. What happened there. Yeah. So you reached CIT then. Go on.
So I reached CIT then after that, and I studied a course called Recreation and Leisure Management under Dr. Keane O'Neill. And my very first presentation, it was supposed to last 5 minutes, but it lasted a lot longer than that. And I could not get past the first slide because I couldn't introduce myself. And after that presentation, I was left humiliated again. And I went home to my student accommodation and I locked myself away for 3 days. And during those 3 days, it was a very, very dark time. Because what happened to me is that I wanted to experience the physical pain that was going on in my mind so that I can try to get away from the pain that I was feeling towards the stammer.
Right.
So on day three, I remember that I saw Gareth Gates and Michael O'Shea on to the Late Late Show. And On the day three, I made that very important call to a person called Joe O'Donnell, who is the regional director of the Maguire program, and I reached out and I asked for help.
Right. Bring us back to that day in assembly with 98 students, and you were second last. And how were you feeling? Because you knew what was coming, didn't you? You knew that you had to speak in front of all these people, some of them you hadn't met before. This was the first day in a new school, new people, all of that. And that would have been worrying, and it would have been, you know, anxious enough for you, but then you knew you had a stammer as well. So how did that feel for you?
So I always know that it is going to come, and all you can do is that you just feel the pressure that's going to come. You feel the anxiety. You think to yourself, will I use a fake name or will I try to say my own name? You know that people are going to laugh and you're just going to have to deal with that. You know what's going to come, but you can't do anything for it. You're just completely in a helpless state.
Yeah. It sounds like a nightmare, Jamie. A complete nightmare.
It is every time you open your mouth to speak, you have this feeling of, what do I say? How am I going to say it? Will I stammer? Will I not stammer? But that's every time you open your mouth to speak, you're just constantly wondering, is it going to hit you like a ton of bricks?
And all the rest of us take speaking as just, you know, it's there. We take it for granted. We can talk, we think something, we say it, our mouth moves, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't work for 1% of the population who suffer from stammering. So that moment in CIT took you 18 minutes to get through the first slide of your PowerPoint presentation, and then the dark days, and then the Maguire method. Is that what it's called, Jamie?
Maguire program, yes.
Program, right, okay. So you made that call on day three after a very dark couple of days. And what happened next?
So I booked into a course in August 2012 and I walked into the room and I saw Mr. Michael O'Shea. And Michael O'Shea was on the Late Late Show with Gary Gates. And I heard him speaking that night and I thought to myself, wow, you know, he is a fantastic speaker. And when I got into that room and I saw Michael O'Shea there standing in front of me, I knew that he would be able to help me. Because one thing about making that phone call is that when you make the phone call and you ask somebody for help, you're putting yourself into a very vulnerable situation. And it is not easy to ask for help. It is one of the hardest things that anybody can do, is to accept it in yourself that you need help. Mm. It is very, very difficult to reach out and ask for that help.
So it's, this program is quite intense, but short.
Yes. So it is a 4-day intensive course. It's about 14 hours a day. And they train you how to rebreathe all over again and then how to talk all over again.
Right.
And I spend 4 days with Michael O'Shea retraining new techniques.
I've seen your video. Is that on Patrick Street in Cork, or where is it? The where you have a microphone, there's a banner behind you and you're telling people your story.
That is in Galway.
On Galway, right. Okay.
Galway.
And that was something that you wouldn't have considered at all for years, that you would be speaking in public with a microphone. So to achieve that is huge.
It is amazing to be able to do that after 3 months on the course.
Yeah.
Before joining the course, I wouldn't even dream of doing anything like that. I would avoid it at all cost.
Hmm. Can you tell me a little bit of how it works and what, when you were coming on today, for example, did you have to give it a lot of thought? And how is it working for you now? You're on national radio. What's going through your head?
I have spent so much time on my speech and my mind. I'm really enjoying this conversation because I know it's on national radio and I'm enjoying the experience of it. And I do everything with a smile on my face. So I'm perfectly happy doing this.
Right, okay. You're amazing. You're amazing because I watched the video, and the video you at the beginning introducing yourself, and you couldn't introduce yourself. You couldn't say your name. You couldn't say where you lived, and then they got you to read four sentences, and you couldn't do that either. So to listen to you now, and you're completely fluent. It's an amazing transformation.
It takes a lot of work, and I had a fantastic group of people behind me. I had my mom and dad, my brother and sister, and they had to watch me go through stammering for years. And I could only imagine how that affected them. Because my mom and dad, when I was growing up, they were on the phone every single day trying to get me the help. And they fought very, very hard to try to get me the supports. And I was able to meet Michael O'Shea from the Maguire program, and I had a fantastic group of lecturers with Dr. Keane O'Neill and Dr. Con Burns, who I was able to spend a lot of time with to practice my own speech, and they gave me every opportunity to practice and give me feedback, and I couldn't have asked for a better group of individuals to learn from.
And Jamie, have you met people who you went to secondary school with who would remember you as the man, the boy with the stammer? Have you met them since?
I have met a few of them since, yes.
How did that go?
They just kind of said that you're a completely different individual. And that is true, from what I was back then to what I am now, it's a full 360. And I suppose now that I can be the person I want to be. I am able to express myself in a way that I want to express myself, and I'm able to even do the simplest tasks, like go to a fast food restaurant and ask for a takeaway. All of these small things I was never able to do.
So what would you have done then back in the day if you wanted a McDonald's or a takeaway curry or whatever?
So I would have to write my order down on a piece of paper, and I'll have to hand it to the person behind the till. Now, it is a extremely embarrassing thing to do, but that's the only way that I could have done it. And even when I'm trying to introduce myself, I had to use my older brother's name, Ross. And I know Ross will be listening to this at some point today, so sorry, Ross.
So you couldn't say Jamie, so you had to say Ross.
Ross, yeah. I had to introduce myself using Ross's name because my own name was too difficult to get out.
And would different people who suffer from stammering have different letters and words that they can't say?
Everybody is affected by different words and sounds, by different situations. It all goes down to the person themselves.
Okay. Now, Joe Biden, like yourself, has brilliantly conquered the affliction, I suppose, of stammering. And he's now the President of the United States of America, one of the most powerful men in the world. And I suppose, he's a great advertisement, isn't he, for people who've conquered stammering. So you want to meet him. That's the goal.
That is the goal, yes. There is three of us involved in this. Michael Ryan, the former chairperson of the Irish Stammering Association, and Mr. Michael O'Shea, the author of Why I Call My Sister Harry. We're in this together to try and get ourselves a meeting with President Biden.
He's very public about the fact that he used to suffer from stammering.
He is, and I'm very happy that he is public about it because because for the most powerful person in the world right now is President Biden, and for him to have the same problem like me, it brings me great joy knowing that we can achieve what he has achieved.
He's a very busy man, obviously, and when he comes to Ireland, it won't be a long visit, and he'll have a lot of things to do. So it's. How do you think it's going to happen, or what do you think?
We are going to try very, very hard to make this happen. And I know that if he personally knew that there is a small group of us who share the same problem as him, that want to interview and talk to him about stammering and promote awareness about this, I know that he would happily do this with us.
Okay.
But it's just trying to get that to his attention.
And Jamie, I don't know the way it's talked about. Are you once a stammer, always a stammer? Are you constantly, you know, fighting it? Or would you say you've overcome it?
So I will always have this.
Right.
And I have accepted it. I will always have this problem. And though it has made me into the person that I am today. And I'm very, very proud of it. Because if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. But for the people that are listening to this, and if they are any way affected by stammering, they can call into the Ray Darcy Show and they can get my email address
okay.
or my phone number, and I'd happily talk to any one of them.
That's very kind of you. That young man's inspiring, very moving. Listen to him. I pray he will get to meet his hero, says Anne. And I think that young man is an inspiration, so articulate and well-spoken. Well done to him. Amazing results, says Kate. And there's Michael Ryan. And we've spoken to Michael before. Well done to Jamie. I'm so proud to be part of this passionate group of stammerers who want to follow their dream to speak to Joe Biden. Michael O'Shea and Jamie are both great role models for everyone to live by. And thanks for giving us an opportunity to tell our story. And in Toastmasters, we frequently get new members joining who are doing a program to get over stammering and use the encouraging, gentle atmosphere to practice speaking in public. Our Toastmasters meetings are all via Zoom now, and every club seems to attract lovely people. That's Mairead Murphy, the Phoenix Tara Club Dunboyne, and Uncensored Club Dublin City. So Toastmasters. Before we let you go, Jamie, what was the first big thing you did after you'd overcome your stammering? Was there a moment where you went, this is it, I'm going to take this on, I'm going to do it?
Yes, so when I came off the course, I had a lecturer called Noel Collins, and I went to a meeting with Noel Collins, and I asked him, could I speak at the start of your class every day for the first term?
Right.
And he gave me the opportunity to do so. But it is getting that practice in every single day to speak to your own classmates and your own peers. It's already helped me on my way to overcoming this.
What did you say?
So the very first time I went up and spoke, I talked about myself spending the whole summer retraining myself how to breathe, and I spoke about what I would have to do, and I asked them to support me with this.
Right. Okay, we're going to see what we can do on this side to try and arrange a meeting with Joe Biden. It's a long shot, Jamie, but we'll do our best, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again in the coming months. But for the moment, thank you very much. You're brilliant. Thanks,
Thank
Jamie.
Thank you very much, Ray. Thank
Bye
you.
Now. Bye-bye. Bye now. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.